It is the season when a new crop of college freshmen try to find their way around unfamiliar campuses, searching for Psych 101 or the dining hall. Going away to college requires a big adjustment for students. It's also a time of adjustment for parents, as NPR's Richard Gonzalez discovered.
We had been warned, my wife and I, that moving our firstborn son, Diego, to college could be emotionally wrenching, especially since he's leaving Oakland for the East Coast. Even so, there were emotions we weren't prepared for, like the surprise we encountered as we drove into the parking lot at Fordham University in the Bronx. The school president, Father Joseph McShane, is there to greet each family individually. He extends his hand through our open car window.
Where's Oakland?
Oakland? This is Oakland.
Very good. What high school?
Bishop O'Dowd.
Very good. We have one or two O'Dowds with us in the upper classes.
Father McShane is a slight, charismatic man, a Jesuit. He's wearing a white collar and black shirt, even in New York's withering heat.
Welcome to the dorm, all right? Don't lift a finger when you get to the dorm. Our kids will take care of you.
This is our second surprise, a small army of upper-class men and women wearing crimson T-shirts that say Welcome Home are there to carry the gear of every freshman into their dorm. They do this every year, and Father McShane's eyes sparkle when he says it's more than a greeting for the class of 2014.
Ah, the parents. Well, we do small things in the hope that the parents feel cared for, like refusing to allow them to lift and carry anything at the beginning of the day. And today, it's a day of both rejoicing and grieving at the same time, and because it's not just starting college. It's a change in the whole family dynamic.
Maybe that's why I'm noticing there are more than a few parents smiling through their puffy eyes.
I am Tina Capice, mother of Santina Capice.
First child leaving home.
First child of four. Lots of tears. A lot of crying. This could start now. But I won't.
In my day, going to college meant cutting the cord. But today, between texting and Skype, the cord has gone cordless, and there's no reason to be out of touch. Yet even technology can't trump the reality that her daughter's leaving the nest, says Capice.
And just try to make the best of it, because I think it's going to be hard on her as well. But she's going to have to work through it, and 18, I think she's ready. Got to let them go.
Her daughter, Santina, sounds just as convincing.
I am not really excited right now. I'm afraid. I'm nervous, but I think it will be the best decision and the best move in the end.
Some families drop their kids off and leave right away. Just ask Roseanne Pettigene, a junior history major helping freshmen get oriented. She says every family has a different way for dealing with this day.
Some parents really don't want to leave and they try to push it off as much as possible. I've seen a lot of crying. I've seen a lot of the student wants the parents to leave, so they'll just start being like, Mom, Dad, it's okay, it's okay.
My son Diego fits in this category. It's just a couple of hours before we're required to leave the campus. Time to check in with him.
So, Diego, you'll be 3,000 miles away. How often do you want to hear from me?
I have no idea yet.
Maybe I'm thinking about this more than he is.
Do you think we should set up a Skype thing so that we can see each other face to face?
Probably not.
So you don't look at it as an ending, huh?
No, not at all. I felt like saying goodbye to my friends at home was completely blown out of proportion. There's no reason to get upset about anything.
Brave words I try to remember come the deadline for the parents to leave the campus. But first, there's a mass and a blessing from Father McShane. He says these rituals, meant to reassure the parents, are never enough.
But you're going to cry at the end of the day, I know that.
It's
going to be a long flight back to Oakland, my friend. A very long flight. And you're going to worry all the way back, did you do X, Y, Z? And your wife will say, we did X, Y, and Z, but I'm not sure we did A, B, and C.
And he's right. I do worry about my college freshman. But I try to remind myself that while Diego is my son, he's not mine to keep. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.